everyone. I'm Tony Damien.
And I'm Andrew Rich, and welcome to another episode of Himalayan Bites. Today, we're talking about deals that take time. I might start with a few statistics, Tony. Historically, schemes have taken, on average, between sort of roughly 118, 120 days to complete. That's the period between signing and completion. In FY21, we saw that blow out to roughly 200 days, including the Real Energy deal that took about 250 days. Now, there's any number of reasons why a scheme can take time. It might be the emergence of an auction for control. It might be that there's some difficult regulatory approvals to obtain. But Tony, in any such case, it gives rise to a complex set of issues for the bidder and target to consider.
Oh, it certainly does, Andrew. And you mentioned regulatory approvals. That's a good place to start. The first piece of thinking you need to do, is there any way of structuring around that regulatory approval? But if despite your best thinking, there is not, then the target needs to be thinking about provisions in the implementation deed to oblige the bidder to get the approvals in quickly and keep it up to date with what's going on. The target will also have a keen interest and a say in what sort of conditions imposed by regulators that the bidder needs to accept to get the approval and to get the deal going.
Yeah, absolutely. The other thing we're starting to see re-emerge after not having seen them for a number of years is the ticking fee. That's a fee, it's an extra top-up of the offer consideration payable to target shareholders if the deal does not get completed by a particular point in time. An example of that was the Origin Brookfield deal. Another thing that targets are going to need to think about if there's going to be an extended period between signing and completion is what information rights will the bidder have during that period. The broader the information rights, the more likely it is that the bidder might exercise those and be involved more heavily in the business on a day-to-day basis. And finally, how do you keep your staff motivated? M&A deals are unsettling for staff at the best of times, but if it's going to take 6 months, 8 months, even up to a year to complete, how do you keep them engaged and running the business well? There are incentive arrangements you can offer them. There are retention devices, but in all cases, both the target and the bidder need to make sure they don't cause those employees who are shareholders to form a separate class for voting purposes.
Now, all good points, Andrew. I think tied to your information point is the conduct of business restrictions as well, where a target will say, it's a long-term deal. We need to be free to run our business. The bidder goes, well, actually, we need to keep our hands on what's going on. And there's a real tension there that the parties always need to work through. That's it for this week. In our next episode of Himalayan Bites, we'll be speaking with the Chief Executive of the Takeovers Panel, Alan Bullman.
We look forward to you joining us